This is Steve Woodward teeing off. State Republican overlords never afforded him a chance as North Carolina's nominee for governor, but Dale Falwell's sterling reputation as two-term state treasurer and unrelenting fiscal steward endures. In fact, a recent court ruling only solidifies Falwell's legacy. Did you miss this one? Last June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a Tennessee case upholding bans on puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender teens. Simultaneously, it directed a lower court to revisit a North Carolina case. That case stemmed from a 2019 lawsuit brought by Treasurer Falwell. It sought to uphold excluding coverage by the state's health care plan that paid for transgender surgery. But since 2022, an activist judge's ruling had forced the plan to pay for gender-affirming procedures. Last week, in a victory for Falwell and fiscal conservatives, the Fourth Circuit Appeals Court vacated that ruling. That means taxpayers no longer will cover the cost into the millions of dollars of trans surgeries. Why are these savings important? Dale Falwell warned repeatedly that the state health plan was drowning in debt, now projected to exceed $1 billion by 2027. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.